But the fact is, for all the great gains we've made for freedom, for all the peace of mind that we've secured for the young people in this country, the world remains a dangerous place. And the Soviet bear may be extinct, but there are still plenty of wolves in the world, dictators with missiles, narco-terrorists trying to take over whole countries, ethnic wars, regional flashpoints, madmen we can't allow to get a finger on the nuclear trigger. And you have my word on this. I will never allow a lone wolf to endanger American security. We must remain strong. No, our work in the world did not end with our victory in the Cold War. Our task is to guard against the crises that haven't caught fire, the wars that are waiting to happen, the threats that will come with little or no warning. And I make this promise. As long as I am president, our services will remain the best trained, the best equipped, the best led fighting forces in the world. This is the way to guarantee the peace. And let me add something else that's really close to my heart. Even as we respond to the new challenges, we must never forget those who flew and fought in the face of the old. The one hero we must never forget is the hero who has never come home. And I pledge to every American family awaiting word of a loved one, we will continue to demand the fullest possible accounting for every POW and MIA. And we will not have normal relations with Hanoi until we are totally satisfied on that account. I speak of these matters this morning to this very special group because these matters are important. They're important to America. They're important to the whole world. And like every nation, America today is challenged by a global economic transition. I've outlined my agenda for American renewal. It's a comprehensive series of actions that we must take to match our military supremacy by remaining the world's largest export superpower and economic superpower. And yet I hope that in our zeal to concentrate on these problems here at home, we do not forget America's unique role abroad. Other nations still look to us for leadership, military leadership, moral leadership, and economic leadership. And as one who has held this office for 4 years, I hope that when evaluating the two men who want this job, Americans will not ignore the president's role as commander-in-chief. There's been a lot of controversy swirling around about service to country, about using influence to avoid the military, and I've read a great deal of speculation saying that I was going to come out here and use this forum to attack Governor Clinton. I want to tell you, I do feel very strongly about certain aspects of the controversy swirling around Governor Clinton, but I didn't come here to attack him. I came to defend and support the National Guard and those who serve in it. 4 years ago, Dan Quayle was savagely attacked and ridiculed by the national press for going into the National Guard. His critics attacked the Guard as a haven for draft dodgers. And those critics are wrong. Dan Quayle spent 6 years in the Indiana National Guard. He wasn't sent to Vietnam. But some of his fellow guardsmen were, and four of them never came back. No candidate has ever been attacked more unmercifully than Vice President Quayle, but he stood his ground and he answered every question calmly and with candor, and he told the truth, and this is service to country, and I am very proud of the Vice President, and I'm very proud of the National Guard.